What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast. For the first time since football season ended, the Dome Patrol's podcast is actually talking about the Saints, but that is because there's actual Saints news to be talking about, which we'll get into. So I'm your host, Jeff, for today's episode, and joining me is quite, you know, the Saints bring out the Dome Patrol United podcast members in full force. We've got Jason from the U.S.
Say hello.
Cheerio.
We've got James from the U.K. Say evening. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Evening. Hello.
And we've got Scott from the U.S.
He's back.
Thanks. There's the podcast. We're done. And joining us later may be Ben from the UK, if he can figure out how to turn his computer on. But in the meantime, obvious reason we're recording is Drew Brees made a cryptic... Was it so cryptic, or was it pretty much out there?
It was pretty much dead on.
Pretty straightforward. Yes. Yeah, he sent out a tweet or Instagram post or whatever and said that... and said that pretty much he's looking forward. I'm looking for the tweet itself so that we can quote.
Yeah, it was a picture. It was like a mountain with the ocean in the background, and something like, "This is how I feel about the 2020 season. You know, let's get after it," or something like that.
Yep.
Here it is. It's a tough trade. Almost like reminds me of the Steve Gleason, Scott Fujita climb of Machu Picchu or something.
God bless you.
Anyway, it says, "My feelings about the 2020 season, I look forward to the grind and the journey, for the reward at the end will be worth it. Love you, Houdat Nation. Let's make another run at it." So that sounds like a decision to me.
Yes, sir.
So what did you feel when you first saw that tweet?
I said, man, he's going to open
up in my pants.
I said, man, he's going to open up 10 more Jimmy John's. Oh, it was relief, but I think, like I said earlier, I thought it would be 60-70% that he would come back. You know, you did have all of his records that he doesn't want Tom Brady, you know, now that he's got them, he wants to hold on to them. He doesn't want Brady to get them. So I think that was going to be a big factor for him. The sour way the season ended, that didn't help either. So I think it's just more just, okay, relieved. Now we can get this out of the way. And all this crazy ass Taysom discussion, Teddy discussion, all the speculation can now be gone with. And now we've got...
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Those of you who don't know what's going on, because we're not live streaming this, Ben just joined us a little late in his bathrobe, or at least a hoodie that's open chested.
I'm pretty much naked on a podcast.
Pretty much. That's why podcasts are audio, right?
Yes, just audio. Is this what it's like podcasting with him?
No, I got home from work, just got in bed, and just, I thought, I'll open the WhatsApp group, see what's going on. I was like, oh, podcast, I'll jump on.
All right. Well, there you have it. Like, anybody truly deep down thought he was going to retire, or you kind of saw this coming?
I was 50-50. I thought there was as much chance that he was going to retire as there was that he was going to stay. So pleasantly surprised when that message was posted this afternoon.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised. You know, we kind of all saw it. I think saw it coming. But I don't think it's necessarily – you kind of mentioned Taysom. I don't necessarily know that – I guess it's not really controversy, but, you know, Brees kind of openly mentioned that he'd be up to, you know, kind of splitting time or whatever if you know, it helped the team win. So I don't know.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Is he going to be happy to split his salary, though?
Absolutely not.
No. If one thing we know about Brees, he's all about the money.
Unless he's buying diamonds.
That's why he needs to play another year.
But you know, I mean, that is the big question. Okay, so now he's back. He's 41 years old, and missing those five games last year, you know, he really did seem like he was on top of his game at the end of the season. So, I mean, what you got? I mean, you do have to think they're going to do something, but I mean, how are they? You know, you can't. It's like you're going to split snaps. I mean, if you have two, you know, a two quarterback system never really works. So, what are they? I mean, how do y'all think they're gonna approach this? Because you got to think they're going to do something.
Draft Jordan Love in the first round.
I do think they're going to draft a quarterback. I think for sure they have to. I don't think they can wait any longer for that.
Well, if they do, then they don't really believe that Taysom is the next quarterback in the building.
I think that was all fishing for someone to take the first round tender.
Yeah.
And just talking Taysom up, you know, doing him a favor, talk him up. Sorry,
you know, some kind of value for him, inflated value.
I kind of have to agree with that. I mean, it just all of a sudden out of nowhere, everybody's talking Taysom Hill, like all these news reporters and everything. It's almost like, you know, it was orchestrated, like something was going on there to kind of drive up his
Breeze announcing he's coming back, I think brings down Taysom's value. Like it, to me, another team would think like I can get him for less because
well, it all depends on what the Saints tender him. Yeah, but
the Saints don't need him.
Well, I mean, have you seen our other receiving options on the team? We kind of do need him.
Well, we need just him not as a quarterback. Receiver, not a quarterback.
But that's still a need. I mean, you tender him a first rounder. So if somebody tries to get him, they owe us a first rounder. You know, they're not letting Taysom walk out the building. Okay. I think he's the next starting quarterback for this team? You know, the jury's out. I don't know, but for everything else that he does for this team, especially with Breeze coming back, I think it's incredibly important that he's on this roster next year.
I think it kind of is Peyton disguising his draft plans already by saying that Hill's the future. Hill's going to be the guy next Steve Young. So when people look and, you know, we've already been screwed over by the Chiefs getting ahead of us and drafting Mahomes when we all know. Well, we came out, that was what was going to happen. So saying that, you know, we've already got the quarterback in the building, will teams think, oh, we don't need to draft ahead of the Saints because they're not looking at a quarterback this year? They think they've got Taysom Hill. Is it all mind games?
I think that's a lot of Peyton's MO is they're trying to do that. They're trying to mess with people. Or not mess with people, but they're just trying to sell. I mean, at the end of the day, you're trying to get the most you can. If somebody is going to take a player, then you want to hype him up so that you can get the highest value for him.
Plus, what's Taysom supposed to say? No, I don't want to be a quarterback. You know, of course. I mean, he has to say that.
Right. Next season, what's more valuable to us, Taysom Hill or another first-round draft pick?
I mean, if they can take the draft pick, they'll take the draft pick.
Right. Was Taysom Hill responsible for winning a game to the point where we wouldn't have won had he not been in a game?
Well, the playoff game against the Vikings, we only got close to winning because of him.
He was arguably the best Saints player on the field that game.
I suppose it depends on how high the first round draft pick would be, because you can't see anybody in the top 10 giving up their pick for Taysom Hill, can you? But one of the teams that have got, because is it Miami, the Raiders.
The Raiders have a couple.
There's another team as well that have got a couple. Jacksonville, I think.
It's something mad John Gruden would do.
Yeah.
It's something.
But let's go back to the Taysom thing with Sean Payton. I mean, at the end of the day, a player like that eventually gets sniffed out, right? I mean, eventually defenses catch up to you. And that gimmick works because of the element of surprise. Pretty soon, I don't know. I just don't buy that this Taysom Hill wild card strategy is sustainable. It doesn't last. It never. I mean, even running quarterbacks don't last. Or, you know, the Wildcat offense doesn't last. Or
Jeff, who was the MVP last year in the NFL?
That's 1 year. They don't last. I'm talking about that doesn't – 5 years from now, he'll be – he may not be playing anymore.
Look at – okay. So you've got – going back on the mobile quarterback the debate, you've got – okay, Lamar Jackson won the MVP. Fair enough, okay? Didn't win a Super Bowl. Michael Vick, incredible quarterback, never won a Super Bowl.
That's because of Cam Newton.
And Cam Newton got the MVP, didn't win a Super Bowl. So actually, the only mobile quarterback that kind of has won a Super Bowl that I can really think of in the modern era is Russell Wilson. But was it
Pat
was
Mahomes.
That? I wouldn't say he's a running quarterback. The style. I wouldn't say he's a style of Wilson and
I don't put him in that category either. Pat Mahomes is a legitimate.
I put him in the same sort of category as Rodgers. Yeah, like Aaron Rodgers, he can dip and move around the pocket, get out of the pocket nicely, and throw a good ball down the field. And he's got his legs if he needs it.
He can also throw balls into the ground and get pissed off at his receiver still.
Yeah,
and he can throw sidearm like PJ Walker for the Houston Roughnecks.
So, like you said, that style of quarterback's not sustainable.
No, I agree. Okay, so all that going back to Taysom Hill. Do you, if you can get a first round for him, great. If not, great.
Yeah,
win for the Saints.
Right, right. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't think a team out there is willing to make, because if they do that, they're basically saying, Taysom, you're going to be our starting quarterback this year. I don't think any team is going to do that.
You don't think any of them are going to take him to try to do what Sean, like, ooh, I want that, and they're going to try to do it. And then they're going to fail miserably because it takes a genius like Sean Payton, and it takes a team.
Only one I can see is Gruden. Anyway, he's trying to do that, screw it.
Because he's got multiple picks to play with. He's and they're moving to Vegas, sexy shiny new toy.
And he likes quarterbacks. He collects baseball cards.
Yeah, but that also goes into the whole prediction that everybody has that Tom Brady goes to Oakland.
I think Tom Brady is New England or retirement. I don't think he goes anywhere else.
All right,
he's not going to want to go and learn a new offense somewhere else, is he?
I'll tell you what, if Patriots are willing to offer him $30 million, what's being reported, he'd be a fool not to go back to New England.
Would anybody be surprised if we don't draft a quarterback?
I would.
Possibly just kind of play the roulette game and pick somebody. Like, who's coming out in free agency next year?
Blake Bortles.
I mean, I was always kind of a fan of Josh Rosen. With Miami, I don't think he's going to be available next year, but he could be available like the following year. Like, that's a guy I'd be willing to take a flyer on. But right.
If you got Taysom and or Teddy for another year, or
you're not going to have Teddy.
Teddy's gone. I think we all agree that Teddy's gone.
Yes.
I'm a last one.
Some team's going to pay him $15-20 million.
Don Gruden's going to kind of get him.
John Gruden's taking all the quarterbacks.
He's going to take all the quarterbacks. He couldn't get Breeze, but he'll take the rest.
Okay, so let me ask this question. Y'all think we're going to draft a quarterback. Where do you do that? Where do you draft him? Do you draft him first round? Do you wait? See, the problem is in the past they've waited and kind of taken gambles on people, and it's kind of turned out shitty. So do you take a high-round draft pick and say this is going to be our franchise guy in a few years? It kind of depends on what you do with Taysom, too. Do you sign him to a 1 year or a 2 year, or do you sign him long-term? You know, we're gonna kind of see which way they're gonna go. I think if they sign Taysom to a long term, I don't see them necessarily drafting a quarterback. At least it's not early. They sign him to maybe a year or 2 years. Maybe they take a quarterback early.
Yeah, I think with Breeze now confirming that he's coming back this year, our first round draft pick has got to be on an offensive weapon to go.
Oh, okay.
To go, another wide receiver has to be. We can't go into this season coming up with the same wide receivers minus Ted Ginn, who's a free agent, isn't he?
No second round draft pick as well this year.
Right.
Doesn't mean we're not going to trade up and go back into the second like we've done previously. The draft capital's not there to really go up the board and.
But you got to figure after the first round, most of the top tier quarterbacks are going to be gone, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think there's any way they can take a quarterback in the first round. And now that I kind of am thinking about it, I guess it depends on how many, like Jeff said, how many years they give Taysom. But I'm kind of looking around at this team and some of the needs. Like, And granted, we don't know what's going to happen in free agency, but we need a receiver. We need offensive line depth. We need linebackers. Those are three big positions that we definitely need.
I don't think they will draft a quarterback. I don't think they will. I mean, you're saying all this stuff, and at the end of the day, if Sean Payton believes in Taysom enough to even play for a year or two after Breeze, while you wait for like who's coming up in the draft in a couple of years, maybe it's not so bad to have a bad year after Breeze leaves in order to get a low enough spot at the right time to draft the quarterback that you want, time it all so that, if that quarterback, you know who he could be, that's a sophomore or junior right now, watch him for the next couple of years.
So are you saying we should start to prepare for the tank for Manning?
Tank for somebody.
He's only a freshman in high school. That's going to be quite a while.
I mean, either tank for somebody it worked with Breeze. Why, what's wrong with grabbing a guy that comes off of his rookie deal?
If the quarterback's good, teams don't let these guys get away. The only reason that Breeze was available was because of his injury.
They drafted Rivers, but they didn't realize,
holy shit, Breeze is – but, like, Breeze is the first or second best free agent pickup in the history of the league. Like, you can't just – you're not just going to find a guy like that in free agency.
There's two quarterbacks that potentially could be out there that I would say, fair enough, Saints, go and get him. One of them is Derek Carr.
What the deuce?
And I've still got a feeling that Andrew Luck will play NFL football again.
Oh. That's not happening.
No, I don't think he's done.
Is weed legal in Great Britain?
is weed legal? Why did you say that? No.
You just come out strutting in a robe. Who knows what you're on?
Strutting in a robe talking about Derek Carr and Andrew Luck.
Ooh, I like Derek Carr.
A hell of a drug.
I think Derek Carr is a nice guy.
I'm sure he's nice, but you don't throw the bank at Derek Carr.
You didn't throw the bank at Drew Brees.
What? You do.
You didn't. Yeah, you didn't, though, did you, in 06?
Six years, $60 million. I mean, it was a nice size, but it wasn't like break the bank, but you were taking a chance on the injury.
You don't give
I wouldn't want to pay Derek Carr $60 million now.
Much less 2 years from now.
I mean, he'd be serviceable. He wouldn't be terrible. But
that's what people would be saying about Brees as well.
Well, and I guess there's also the possibility of a lot of these quarterbacks, you know, can Peyton unlock something in him like he helped unlock in Breeze? Now, Breeze had the work ethic. That's the thing. I mean, Breeze had the work ethic that's probably unmatched. But, you know, Peyton's offense helped unlock that. So you do have to look at the Peyton factor. Peyton could probably help whoever he signs.
What I'm trying to think of, an NFL currently playing quarterback.
Jameis
has the work ethic.
Well, okay, yeah. Bye bye.
You say I'm on weed.
And the eyesight.
Hey, he got the LASIK. He's good now.
Yeah. And maybe that's not out there. And again, we're sitting here. I think part of our problem, too, is we're trying to figure somebody who's going to be Breeze. And that's the problem, is we'll never
impossible.
Find that guy.
It's so impossible.
You, who knows? I mean, what this means is we have Drew Breeze for one more year.
At least,
absolutely. I'm thinking this is probably this is it.
Well, I mean, they're gonna work out a deal. They still gotta work out a deal.
Does Brady retire? See, now to me, Breeze is doing this because maybe he knows Brady is retiring.
Because no, he's doing it because Brady is not retiring because he needs to keep his records.
Or both. Okay, so there's that. So then Breeze will play as long as Brady's playing. I think we had this conversation on one of the previous episodes, but.
Yes.
Breeze can never retire first. Therefore, Brady has to retire first.
Yeah, I think he has. I think Breeze has to play 1 year after Brady.
Yes. So as long as Brady plays, we have Breeze. That's my theory right there.
So,
and you can bet Derek Carr on that.
Do you think Brady's going to play this year? He hasn't really made an announcement yet.
Yeah.
Brady's playing.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have done that stupid Hulu commercial the way he's
staying
did.
With the Pats or going to Oakland or Vegas.
See, Jason, you think he's staying with the Pats?
I think it's New England or retirement. He's not going to go somewhere new at age 42.
I think he would.
He really, really struggled last year. Was one of statistically was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. I'm not sure
He didn't have any weapons. I mean, he had nothing.
I see him going somewhere else. I see him going to Tennessee or Oakland. And I see him doing it because his ego won't let him. His ego won't let him leave unless it's on his terms. And if New England's like, yeah, we don't want you anymore, he's not going to just walk away from football. Like, he's got too big of an ego.
It's absolutely mad the quarterbacks that are available this year.
You take Brady?
No.
No, fuck that.
But I'm just saying, you've got Rivers who's out there. He's not said he's retiring.
Done.
He'll play.
He's got kids to support.
He's done.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, the team's gonna pay him.
I hope he goes to Carolina. I hope he goes to Carolina.
I hear Carolina, maybe Tampa. I don't know what they do with Jameis.
Indianapolis.
Sure. I have a feeling with Jameis getting that LASIK, he might stay in Tampa.
Sorry, laser eyes.
I don't think it helps his color blindness. He's throwing to the same jersey.
I mean, honestly, when I heard that he did that, I think that probably did contribute to his poor performance. And I think you will see a measurable improvement in Jameis Winston's.
I sat there this year, and I in London when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers played the Carolina Panthers, and James, I know you weren't there, but was it 5 turnovers Jameis Winston had in one game in London?
He threw an interception with his first 2 passes of the game.
Oh, it was
he was blind.
Was that the game where he had? I know there was. Wasn't there a game he had 2 pick sixes?
I think it was that one. He had 5. He had 5 turnovers. He had fumbles as well.
Maybe Jameis Winston could go play for the XFL.
Pay him all the money. Pay him all the cash.
That's right. All right. Anything else on the whole Breeze?
So I guess it just means that, like we briefly touched on. I mean, Teddy's gone, right? I mean, Teddy's not coming back. They can't keep all 3. And I think they're gonna. If they have a choice, they want to keep Taysom around. And look, let Teddy test the free agent. Let Teddy get paid. I mean, Teddy earned whatever contract he's going to get. So I'm happy for him. It kind of sucks that we weren't able to win a title here with him. But, you know, good luck to him.
Yeah.
There's going to be suitors for him. I just think that puts the – I mean, there's no way we were ever keeping all 3. So
I just hope Teddy doesn't go somewhere in the NFC South. And it's there's a part of me that would almost – rather keep Teddy than Taysom for the future. Like, I just have this feeling that Teddy's going to go somewhere and Teddy's going to play well for the next 5, 6, 7 years. And we're all going to be sitting there saying, man, that could have been us. And we're going to get stuck with some carousel of shitty quarterbacks after Breeze, I feel like, you know, and we're just going to be watching Teddy and Taysom for all we know on 2 other teams, just getting better and better.
Teddy Bridgewater is going to go down in folklore for coming in and doing what he did. And I don't think we're actually going to look back and appreciate it until you'll see him doing stuff for other teams and going, you know, remember when he came in and did that for the Saints and kickstarted his career? Who's a more talented quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater or Aaron Brooks?
Talented Aaron Brooks. Aaron Brooks had a ton of fucking talent.
Who would you rather have leading an offense?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I was trying to get at.
So he's got a better head on his shoulders. Yeah. So Breeze has announced that he's coming back next season. So you've got to assume that the team and his agent are already talking, right? He's not just going to make that announcement without that taking place. Say we get to a point where he says, "I want this much money," and the Saints go, "Well, actually, no, we don't want to pay you that much money." Can you see a situation where that occurs?
No.
Because the Saints kind of hold.
I see them negotiating.
I think a deal's already been done. A deal's already been done. Breeze wouldn't have put all those chips on the table if a deal hadn't already been done.
Because we do have, I mean, we do have the ghost year. So he's already going to count such and such against the cap this year. So Loomis is going to have, you know, going to make something work.
$15.5 million he's going to count against the cap.
Yeah, that was the ghost year. Yeah, so I think you're going to see something. He's going to have a high cap charge this year, but fuck it, the cap keeps going up anyway, and I don't worry about the salary cap.
Yeah, I was reading something. I saw something on Twitter today. One of the salary cap experts saying that he reckons that the Breeze deal will end up being something like 3 years, $90 million
in terms of
money. But then obviously it's essentially going to be a 1 year deal with cap kicked
right
3-4 years down the road to
okay.
To cover
which,
it,
which is kind of what banking. We do.
But that gives them the option
on a rookie contract, a rookie QB contract in the next 2 or 3 years, isn't it?
That kind of limits us as well. You look at the way the Rams got to the Super Bowl, the way the Chiefs got to the Super Bowl, the way the Eagles got to the Super Bowl. It was on cheap rookie quarterbacks on their contracts, and then using the rest of the cap room to fill up with talent. Are we just going to say now that we're not going to have that cap room to fill up with talent because we'd be paying a guy who's not even on the roster?
We're going to have
to. We've done it before. And look, like we said earlier, like take the 1 year where, hey, we're just going to suck this year and we'll get a top five pick to get the quarterback, the next quarterback that we want.
And that's their situation they're in, is they could afford to fill their team because they struck it with a quarterback. Where we have been striking it with other draft picks, yeah. The young rookie, the draft classes. So
what happens if we strike it? What happens if we strike it with a quarterback? But we know we've got this. We've got this championship sort of winning quarterback potentially, but we can't fill it around with the talent. It seems like a missed opportunity.
You talk about like if we pick somebody in the draft and he's awesome.
Yeah,
and
but we can't afford.
Well, then Debris effect is only 1 year bad because didn't you, James, you just said that the other 2 years are going to be more like a rookie quarterback deal, right?
Well, no. So what they're doing is they're going to kick Breeze's salary cap cost down the road and then bank on the fact that they're going to have a rookie quarterback.
Okay.
So in essence, you're paying top tier quarterback money when you combine the two, right. But at least only for a year or two, you know, at some point,
yeah,
we'll be done with
which it. Your earlier draft hits are still on the team.
Well, we're going to have to pay these guys.
No, but we're going to continue hitting.
Okay.
I mean, you've got to, otherwise you're irrelevant. And the whole conversation's
right.
Irrelevant, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
someone lock down Jeff Ireland.
Right. Please pay Jeff Ireland whatever he wants.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
Give him the GM spot and let Mickey just be the cap guy again.
Pretty much. I mean, that's the only way. That's the recipe for the Saints to win. Now, another team can do it other ways. But for us, because the money's tied up in quarterback, on the draft.
At least for now.
For the next 2 years.
Right, yeah.
Even the next 1 or 2 years, because those new guys will be on a 3-year deal. Yeah, but you'll be losing some too. So. But the cap keeps going up,
right? That's what. Like, I don't. I've learned not to worry about the salary cap. Loomis does Loomis things. You know?
We managed to sign Jarris Bird when we had literally pennies.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about money.
Yeah.
We're gonna pay you nothing this year, but then in 2048 we're gonna give you $100 million.
Well, if you're an NFL player, you want that because I'm gonna spend all the money I've made. Then about 5 years after retirement, I'm gonna be out of money, and it'd be nice to all of a sudden get one of them Junior Gillette checks, you know?
Yeah. What's the name of that famous baseball player that played for the Mets? That
Bobby Bonilla.
Year,
he still gets guy, paid. Yeah. He gets paid like $1.9 million every year for another. Oh God! I want to say
20 years,
like,
isn't it? Something ridiculous.
I would totally structure a deal like that. I would not want $20 million in 1 year. I want $1 million for 20 years.
Like there's certain baseball teams that offer guys deferred salary. Like Max Scherzer, he got a 7-year deal for $210 million, but half of it's deferred, so it's basically over 14 years, and you just chop the money in half. So he gets, instead of, you know, $30 million a year, he gets $15 million for twice as long. So I'm like, yes, give me money when I'm not even playing for you anymore.
Right? I don't want to work after I play.
Right?
Can you spend money when you're on a hostel bed with CTE?
You got to pay your hospital beds.
That's true. Yeah, I forgot you guys don't have free healthcare. Yeah.
You're still going to have a copay. All right, anything left on the Breeze thing, or we're ready to close it out?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Does the season start yet?
Combine's next week.
Free agency in a month.
Many shorts.
That's right. All right. Well, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners and our new listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United podcast. Follow us on Twitter for daily conversation at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. Like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts. Subscribe on YouTube to watch or to listen as an alternative to your podcast app. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, go to DomePatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Teddy Donkeys.
Good night. Good night, Nation. Whatever it takes, 'cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do whatever it takes, 'cause I love how it feels when I break the chains. Whatever it takes, yeah, take me to the top. I'm ready for whatever it takes, 'cause I love the adrenaline in my veins. I do what it takes. Always hanging on to the visual. I wanna be invisible. Looking at my ears like I'm out of dumb.